Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Butchelar people say a sustainability report aimed at protecting Garri Fraser Island is fundamentally flawed and late. The government this week released their response to the Environment Department's 2022 sustainability report, saying they wouldn't introduce visitor caps despite skyrocketing numbers. Butchelar Aboriginal Corporation's Christine Royan says the considerations are 2 years late and use inaccurate visitor data.
It's fundamentally flawed. They're not even looking at the real amount of people. They're saying there's 500,000 people that visit Garri per year. We've been telling them that it's more like 800,000.
Wide Bay State Schools are currently enduring a shortfall of $6 billion in annual funding, according to an education expert. UniSQ curriculum professor Stuart Riddle says the schooling resource standard is not being met by either level of government, adding he'd like to see both agree to pay an equal share of the funding to alleviate the gap.
The federal government is pretty much saying they're willing to pay half that gap if the states and territories pay the rest. But the states and territories want the federal government to pay more.
Bundaberg ratepayers could be forced to front some of the bill for a $175 million flood levy if the Bundaberg Regional Council is required to help pay. In a special meeting held on Wednesday, the council unanimously agreed to take ownership of the Bundaberg East flood levy, but Mayor Helen Blackburn said all costs must be covered by the state government. If not, residents would need to endure a 4% rate rise. And to sport, Wide Bay gymnasts are preparing to compete in the region's Ribbon Carnival this weekend. The carnival on Saturday will see our region's talent perform at the Wide Bay Gymnastics Club.